Jeremy Bradley here, back on the red carpet at the Voice finale. Again, we've got pictures and extended audio on our website, live.jbonair.com. Team Blake is here. Jermaine, how's it going?
I'm good, Jeremy. How are you, man?
I'm good, thanks. I've got to say, okay, the tie is undone. Is that a sign that, hey, it's over? Or is it not over? Because you got a big night tomorrow still.
You know what? The stressful part of this whole ordeal is it's done. I left it all on the stage, and I'm just looking forward to have a good time tomorrow. Whatever the results may be, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we're going to play a game here. Fill in the blank, okay?
Okay.
Blake Shelton is?
Country cool.
Christina Aguilera is?
Sweet.
CeeLo Green is?
Probably very, very chill.
I've got to say, now, you're not the first person to sort of stumble on being able to fill in the blank for him. He's just, another one said eccentric. He does have a certain style all his own, doesn't he?
Yeah, I love CeeLo, man. I'm a big fan of his, huge fan. Maybe it took me a while. It's still, taking me a while to get through the facade and, the shades. And, and that's cool. I mean, it's nothing bad. It's definitely who he is, man, and I respect him, and I don't think anything negative about him at all. I think he's great.
Now let's flip that around then about your coach, Blake. What did you know, or what did you think you knew about him before coming on the show, and is that how he was?
I didn't know nothing about him, to be perfectly honest, which I knew more about CeeLo and Adam Levine and Christina than I knew about Blake. Blake just seemed very cool, when at that moment at the blind audition, when he turned around, I wanted to connect. I wanted to feel that connection. And, something as simple as not being able to see CeeLo's eyes kind of keeps
a mysterious
thing. And I don't know. Maybe I should have dug a little deeper, but, it is what it is. I'm happy with my choice.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about that, though, because obviously the four are superstars in music. So having not really known very much about Blake, was it a little bit scary? I mean, obviously these people have careers that are, second to none, really. Mm-hmm. So was that enough? Was his reputation enough to sort of make you feel comfortable in being part of the team?
Well, I didn't know much about his reputation. I came on this show not knowing much at all about Blake, but I did want to make a connection, and he gave me that.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of questions from listeners earlier tonight. Of course, as the show was on, we were getting a lot of emails and tweets and all that other fun stuff. So one of the things that people wanted to know is, when you disagreed, if you disagreed with the coach, how did you sort of resolve any of those issues? Do you just say, he's the expert, let me take his advice? Or did you, sort of voice your opinion? Something maybe that we didn't see on camera.
Well, it's definitely a collaborative effort. As we work towards finding the right song, it's us working. It's definitely us, coming together and agreeing on something. And there were times when I thought something was a good idea, and he said, I don't know about that one. And there were times when he thought something was a good idea. I said, I don't know about that. So we find the right one where we can kind of just agree on it, and out of all the songs I've sang on the show, we've agreed on each and every one of them.
Tomorrow there's a few more songs that you're going to be singing, right?
Yeah.
You're laughing because I know you're not allowed to tell us, or you just don't want to tell us. Kind of, what's the deal? Phil,
tomorrow's going to be fun. I don't want to tell you because I'll spoil it. I want to keep it fun,
Okay, tell me one thing that you're looking forward to tomorrow, then, without giving away any secrets.
I'm looking forward to bringing my boys back
and
doing a song.
We'll be watching, and I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow. Good luck. All the best. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Jermaine. We've got to get back to the music here on the show. Again, live.jbonair.com for all of the coverage of our red carpet arrivals and the chats, everything. Live.jbonair.com here at the Voice finale. Back to the music right now on the show.